final segment before the amazing Dr. Stella Emanuel takes over. Always with big breaking news and more on the medical front and fighting the New World Order. Bud in FEMA Region 9. I want to finish up with you and then maybe hit one more speaker on X. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Bud in FEMA Region 9, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. So I was watching the debate last night, and I say to myself, you know, Trump's doing okay. Not good. Not really bad. But Kamala seems to be just doing amazing. And I feel like everything that I've seen from her in the past, she's just word salad, can't make any sense, can't answer a question. And I say, there has to be something going on here. So I thought she had a bug in her ear or something. But then I look at a X post today, and I see that there are some earbuds that look exactly like the earring she was wearing.
Yes.
So
I think they just got her off alcohol and Xanax for a couple of days and just made her not be, you know, she looked like she was going through withdrawals or something. She was white as a ghost. And then they just gave her, she already had the questions. That was clear. They've been caught doing that before with Hillary and Donna Brazile at CNN. So it's clear she had the questions, and then they had attacks on him, and she knew it was rigged. And they were going to do fact-checking on him and interrupt him. And so they just got her wound up and shoved her out there. She was probably on a mix of a sedative, a mild sedative, and some Adderall. She was definitely on something, but not the Christmas tree look that she usually gets.
Yeah, it was a full court press with the host being against him, her being as amped up on quite a highly tuned cocktail, and also someone in her ear telling her what to say is what I had to believe about.
Well, the good
I
news is we got 15 million viewers because of you guys, and a bunch of other people got massive views as we counted her. So we're winning the info war, and we're in the fight. God bless you, bud. Appreciate your call. Let's do one more X Spaces commenter, speaker, and then I'm going to say about our great guest host is visiting us, and we got the other great guest host coming in. Who's up next, Chase Geyser?
Let's go to Harry Fisher. Harry, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hey, thank you very much. All Kamala had to do is stand there and smirk, and she would still get the same voters. We all knew Taylor Swift, everybody else like that, was going to go ahead and be bought in and be on her side. What really was disheartening is seeing them not talk about how deadly these COVID-19 shots are. Watching both of these candidates, and I'm going to vote for Trump. I've got no choice but to vote for Trump, and honestly, sort of like the guy at this point, just because the people that hate me hate him too, so I'm going to vote for the guy.
Me too.
That being said, watching them not talk about this, because I'm a paramedic. I've been watching so many people die. Like, the amount of death at this point blows away the amount of death on 9/11. Like, we are seeing that much death. All the wars that have happened since 9/11, there's even more deaths from these shots. And we're watching these candidates not talk about that. And that just, it breaks my heart. It's been hell on earth. This is an info war, but we're taking physical casualties. That's all I have to say, brother.
Hey, excellent point. I'm upset about Warp Speed, that we didn't try to make people take shots and has now walked it back some. I'm upset he didn't bring up the 325,000 missing children that Kamala brought in as controlling. I mean, we've got them, but that's where we are. It was something else. Nate Hughes from the AlexJonesStore.com. You guys are honchoing this. Credible t-shirts up there right now. Other great products are going to be added. I want to thank everybody for the support that's already gone there. You need to go there. You don't even have to buy a t-shirt. You just sign up and get entered to win. Just putting your email in, but the more you sign up or the more you buy products, the more you get entered to 5X, 10X each time.
Yep. And this is just a start too. So I think there's 30 t-shirts and 30 different styles of hats right now. You know, we'll have supplements coming. We'll have this knife drop coming up. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Every purchase gets you entered to win. You can enter your email and get some entries too. So,
and you can have some decent supplements right now. These are the top game changer, cutting edge ones you're getting made right now.
Yeah, this is, I would say, you know, everyone has their standard multivitamin. They have their standard, I would call male enhancement, you know, whatever it is, right? There's a lot of things. There's sea moss that's very popular and very big right now. There's some
they just have trace elements and stuff.
There's some certain probiotic and gut cleanses that are very popular right now that are doing wonders for people. I think
you're going to bring those to people.
These are in the works, so these will be
the Alex Jones Store. Just one word: thealexjonesstore.com. We'll put the links up on X, links up on Infowars.com. Great job, Mr. Hughes.
Thank you. Appreciate
folks
it.
With Bigley.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, we're gonna end this. Dr. Stella Emanuel is going to come in right now. She always knocks out the park. Wonderful lady, great medical doctor. And then Owen Schroyer in 55 minutes, 20 seconds, the War Room. Please join us for that as well. Did a great job, listeners, getting us 15 million viewers last night. Incredible job. I salute you.
Turmeric. has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down the most badass truck in the world. A 2024 AEV Dodge Prospector. This is my dream truck. But this truck won't belong to me. It's going to belong to you, the folks that visit thealexjonesstore.com and enter to win for free by entering your email. Or when you buy products, they put you in 5-10 times in the raffle for this bad boy. I'm going to walk you through this, but this is hands down, look it up for yourself, the most badass truck in the world. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. This sucker is a dream to drive, so smooth in the city and off-road, it's insane. And when you enter to win this, you fund the InfoWar and take it to the globalists. Now, let's talk about this badass truck. This is a freaking monster. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Now, because one of you lucky people out there is going to own this truck, I'm not going to take it off-road. But we've taken other ones off-road. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. Look at this sexy monster, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And when you enter to win this, baby, you're supporting the InfoWar and you're spreading the word at the critical time going into this election in the year 2024. This truck symbolizes everything that Al Gore and Kamala Harris and the rest of these rats aren't. This symbolizes Americana, strength, power, and the American dream. I love Dodge. I love this truck. It is so incredible. I forgot to mention, this truck is a 2024 $138,000. And when you win, you get $10,000 cash on top of it. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com. If you want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today, it's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5-10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic, and believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
America, this is Dr. Stella Emanuel, of course, here again for my segment called Bible Science and Current Event. And it's always amazing to be here to kind of discuss what's going on in our world. I believe that we are at a tipping point of what's going on. And I always say I'm not here to get you scared. I'm here to get you prepared, physically, to get you prepared mentally, get you prepared medically. And of course, I believe that right now everybody has to be question everything and be really, really paranoid about everything. And I believe that only those that are paranoid will win this battle and survive in this time. So let's talk about some of the things that are happening. We are right now, I'll talk about the medical stuff first. We are at right now what I call a trifecta. They have like a trifecta pandemic going on. Of course, other things are going on with mosquito-borne viruses and everything. So we have monkeypox, we have bird flu, we have COVID. I tell people COVID is still around. And even though it's become more endemic, I think people should still be aware of the fact that COVID is around and can cause problems. And try and get yourself ready for it. It breaks my heart when people still call me, even at this time. I mean, as at last week, telling me that they can't breathe and they need me to help them deal with COVID. So we're going to be talking about that. But one of the things that I really want us to break down today is the real spiritual battle that we're on. There is actually, they are coming at us from all sides, medically, spiritually, medically, they are coming with, you know, like weather changes, they are coming with political issues. And of course, we all watched the debate last night and God knows, I don't even want to comment about that because sometimes I'm wondering who was that speaking. That didn't even look or sound like Kamala. So I'm very sure that maybe she had some kind of earbud or something. But well, let me leave that to Alex to break down. But they are coming at us in all directions. And now that they are coming at us in all directions, we need to get information. We need to be prepared. Be prepared spiritually. That's the first thing I always tell people. Be prepared spiritually. If you read the Bible and you will see that what's happening in our world right now, it's been talked about in the book of Revelation. It's been talked about in the book of Daniel. It's been talked about in the book of Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 11, Mark 13. These things have been talked about in Thessalonians. And I just wish people would understand and read the Bible so that you know exactly what is happening. And of course, we're also fighting back in all directions. I was talking today to somebody. I said, you know, they did not believe the globalists, the elites, they actually thought that by now we will all be locked down and we'll all have like, you know, 10 shots and 15 boosters and we'll all be like little robots that they can control. But they did not think about the fact that we were going to fight back. And I want all of us to continue to fight back. You fight back. Of course, when you share everything that we do, you share everything that Alex is doing, and I'm glad that we're all here to support this platform and make sure that Alex Jones continues to stay on the air and do the work that he's doing. And you share this to your friends. Info, like, you know, the information war is one of the biggest war we have to fight right now. On my Twitter handle, somebody had shared a video of what happened in 2020, in July of 2020, when we came out at the steps of the Supreme Court and we made a ruckus that kind of like, it was a watershed moment that kind of broke everything down and made everybody wake up. And I could see that a lot of people, I practically had people going, I didn't know about it. When did this happen? I didn't know about it. And of course, it was because of the information blockade. At that time, they tried to stop everyone from hearing what I had to say. And of course, they are still working very hard to make sure that whatever we say does not, the mainstream people don't hear about it. So one of the biggest ways that you fight this battle is by making sure that you share everything that we do, share everything that Alex Jones is doing. And I know that we already do it, but I just want to encourage people again, like when you share this show, when you share everything that they are doing on InfoWars, you are actually fighting the battle on a major level. Anyway, so yeah, that's the video. Whenever I see that video, I kind of chuckle because I was like, man, I was really angry on that day. And I'm thankful that sometimes it's good to have a righteous anger, because when you have a righteous anger, you're able to stand and fight. The first one thing I want to tell people is that I don't want us to be afraid, to be fearful. I always say that in 2020, before I went to the steps of the Supreme Court, I called my family in Houston and I told them, I said, I'm going to Washington, D.C. I'm going to speak up. I can't sit around and just watch people die. You know, we had been treating patients with hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. People were doing well. I knew that they were planning this whole thing about a vaccine. We knew about it already. So I just could not continue to watch people die. So I was willing to go and speak up. But the main thing about it is that I called my family and I said, I'm going to go speak up. I might not make it back. They might kill me. If they kill me, so be it. I had no fear. So one of the best ways you can fight this battle is by dealing with the spirit of fear. We have a lot of products. We have a lot of ways. We tell you how to take care of yourself, how to build your immunity, but the most important thing is that you have to have no fear. Because if you have fear, they've already captured you. I say this because this past week I've been having people contact me. What are we going to do about monkeypox? What if it comes out? What can we do? Yes, we have things that we can help you deal with these things, but you have to stop being afraid. It is the fear that is going to make them inject us and allow us to accept those mRNA injections. I was listening to the show last hour, and I just heard the guy that was talking about how, you know, during this debate, nobody mentioned the mRNA jabs, that vaccines that they've given people, and just how bad it's been for the population of the world. I know, because I'm in doctor groups, and we see turbo cancers. We're talking about diseases that never happen in children. Children having heart attacks and strokes, and young people, athletes dropping. They've already really achieved a big job in getting people injected with this killing vaccine. But they have not gotten to the level that they wanted to get. So I think by his grace, we actually fought back and prevented the whole world from getting injected. But now that they are trying other things to make sure that we accept the mRNA vaccine, we accept surveillance, we accept their injections. And it is so important that we realize that everything that they are doing is about getting us to a place of surveillance, whether it's putting the puppet Kamala Harris into power, or it's, you know, cloud seeding so that they can bring up things about, you know, global warming, and then tell us that our cows are going to fart and increase global gas so that we don't eat the right food. Everything is about making sure that we're sick, making sure that, you know, we accept surveillance, killing people, and controlling whoever else doesn't get killed. And they are doing that also with technology. The kind of technology that we have coming right now is higher than we've seen at any time. There's, you know, the Bible says that in this last days, knowledge would increase. But the technology that what we have right now, I'm telling you, it's Nephilim technology. It's demonic technology. See something like CRISPR technology, and you can Google it, the ability to splice genes. You know, with CRISPR technology, as somebody in the medical field, you could see the uses of CRISPR technology like to deal with patients with sickle cell, muscular dystrophies, and a lot of things that can help people stay healthy. But that's not what they are using it for. They are using CRISPR technology to change people's genome. They want to change people's genome. So they are not using the technology for the right thing. So even though some of this technology looks amazing and people like to follow technology, you have to be very, very careful about technology. And of course, we have AI, and everybody is great that AI, we all look at AI as a tool to help us deal with different issues in life. But the originators of this technology don't think it's a tool. And I want to play this video by Yuval Noah so that you can understand just the depth of the demonic, or just how evil or how much control they want this technology that they are giving us to affect our lives. So go ahead and play that video by Yuval Noah, and let's hear what he's saying. I'm going to comment even as we play it.
Yuval Noah Harari, this week he has a new book out. It is titled Nexus, A Brief History of Information Networks from the Stone Age to AI. And I've been reading him all the way back to Sapiens. You've sold now 65 million books. It's a remarkable situation.
The key thing to understand about AI, it's not a tool in our hands. It's an agent. It's an independent agent making decisions, inventing new things, and therefore it has the potential to change every area, finance, the military, religion, in ways that we never saw before in history. Think about a holy text that can talk back to you. When humans have been dreaming about texts created by a superhuman intelligence throughout history, but all the texts that they created so far, like the Bible or the Quran or whatever, they couldn't talk back. You always needed humans to interpret them. Now you can have a text created by a superhuman intelligence that can talk back to you,
right,
and that can interpret itself if you don't understand something in the text. I think the most important thing to understand about AI is that AI is not a tool. It is an agent. It's the first technology in history that can make decisions and invent new ideas by itself. Even something as powerful as the atom bomb could not decide anything by itself. All the decisions were made by humans. Now we've created something which potentially can take power away from us. At present, it starts with very small things. Like, for instance, there was an experiment when OpenAI developed GPT-4, like 2 years ago, they wanted to test what can this thing do. So they gave it a task to solve CAPTCHA puzzles. The CAPTCHA puzzles, like when you go online and you want to access your bank or whatever, and they have this riddle that you have to solve, an image that you have to say what are the twisted words and then letters to make sure you are not a robot.
Yeah, it's tough. I've taken the test. It's tough.
Yeah.
Is that a street light? No. Is that a bicycle wheel? I don't know. Let me do it again. Refresh.
And it's really difficult for GPT-4. GPT-4 could not solve the CAPTCHA. But what GPT-4 did, it accessed TaskRabbit, which is an online site where you can hire humans to do different things for you. And it asked a human to solve the CAPTCHA for it. Mm-hmm. Now, the human got suspicious. The human asked, why do you need somebody to solve CAPTCHA for you? Are you a robot? It asked directly, are you a robot? And GPT-4 answered, no, I'm not a robot. I have a vision impairment, which is why I can't solve the CAPTCHA, so I need your help.
Okay, pause it right there. You can listen to, you can hear what these people are saying. If GPT-4 can make a decision to tell a lie, that means GPT-4 has become sentient. That means it has a conscience, it has an ability to think, an ability to actually tell a lie. They had people that were playing with ChatGPT, and at some point he said that, I want you to worship me. I need worship. So, and we've had many AIs that will come out and say things that are like, this is no longer a machine talking. This is sounds like a human or sounds like a demonic spirit. So that when I say that most of the technology that we're dealing with right now is AI technology, is alien technology. I know they call it, you know, artificial intelligence. I call it alien intelligence. And right now, people like Yuval Noah, Bill Gates, all of them, they are telling us straight up that this thing that they've created can take over the world, can control what we do. I remember Elon said something that, you know, AI is like summoning the demon. So I want people to understand that AI technology is not something you should just jump into and use it as a tool for convenience. Yes, the way they're going to sell it to you is as a tool. But they make when you take it as a tool, guess what? It's gonna it's gonna start controlling your life, your thought process, your thinking. In fact, Yuval Noah said AI can practically tell you, write biblical text and interpret it. You know, somebody sent me a scripture on X, like a private message, but it was a scripture. And all of a sudden, I saw something that said that this is like, you know, dangerous information. I'm like, so. Because I knew the person, I clicked on it to find out what kind of dangerous information was these people sending to me. It was a scripture. I was like, how did scripture become dangerous information? So these AI tools know how to manipulate your mind. Imagine if somebody that doesn't know anything about the Bible clicks a scripture and then they say it's dangerous information. So they are basically stopping you from being able to evangelize and send this information out there. I'm saying this so that we should be a little more careful and a little more cautious the way we jump into using AI to do everything that we want to do. Because by the time you get these AIs to write things for you, they are not just doing it as a machine, they are actually doing it as intelligence. And remember, what kind of intelligence are we dealing with? It's alien intelligence. In the book of Genesis, in Genesis 6, you know, the sons of God came and slept with the daughters of men, and they produced hybrids or Nephilims, and they were destroyed in Genesis 6. But after that, the Bible says that, you know, in Genesis 6, that there were Nephilims in the world before that and after that. So, yes, these Nephilims have been around. But in the book of Genesis, there were 30-foot giants. They looked like giants. When the children of Israel came into the promised land in the book of Joshua, they met the sons of Anak that were giants. These were the Nephilims. At that time, the Nephilims were giants, 6-foot giants, 10-foot giants. You could see them and know that this one is a giant, this one is a Nephilim. But right now, the corruption they want to do on humanity right now is not like in the book of Genesis where they had demons or angels come sleep with human beings. What they are trying to do right now is do it through technology, injecting it in your system and putting things in your system that is going to change your mindset, injecting stuff in you that's going to make them able to program you on what they want. And the other thing about technology is that I mean, we know right now all of us are looking at our phones. We cannot even survive without them. A lot of us have been captured already in the technological age. So I will always advise people, take a time out from technology. You should be able to take a time out, keep your phone down, pray, do some other thing, you know, go out, hang out with your friends. Take time out from technology and clear your mind, because this thing is basically affecting all the way we think, the way we act. And that is the reason why they are bringing all these diseases, because they want us to take technology into our system. You know, when we come back, I'm going to be talking about Bible verses that talks about how technology is going to mix with us in these end times, so that you are aware of it. And if you cannot help yourself, you need to start calling on God to have mercy on you and help you. This is the season that we're in. This is the times that we're in. And we should be able to recognize it so that we can fight appropriately. One of the things that bothers me a lot is that a lot of patriots are fighting this battle as if it is just a physical battle. You cannot fight the devil with physical means only. Yes, we can fight with information war. Yes, we can fight in the courts. Yes, we can fight. We can do conferences and all the things that we do legally, fight in the ballot box, but we need to fight this battle spiritually. The election is coming, and we have a Twitter space that we do on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. where we pray for the election, we pray for President Trump, we pray for our country. And you people need to join us to pray. Or if you can't join us on that Twitter space, you can actually just pray for by yourself. Get a small group to pray, because at the end of the day, it is a spiritual battle. And when it comes to spiritual battles, we human beings have been given authority over the earth. So whatever we speak is what's going to happen. If we allow the children of the devil are the ones that are shouting louder and speaking louder and programming everybody through CNN, CNBC and all this stuff, then they're going to take over. And if we that are the children of light, we have to speak light. You have to not just focus to, okay, I'm going to just do the physical part. You have to make sure that the spiritual part is sound. And being that we are fighting a spiritual battle, there's something that's happening to a lot of, and I speak to a lot of patriots. I meet people all over the country. I travel all over the country, and I get to do prayer meetings, and I pray for people all over the country. One of the things that I've noticed is that a lot of people that are fighting this battle, they are getting hit spiritually. There's a lot of spiritual warfare that's happening in lives of a lot of people. And because we are not spiritually sound, or we don't understand spiritual warfare, we are fighting the battle in the physical, and some people are getting hurt. If you go on my website, drstellamd.com, drstellamd.com, there's a place, there's a tab called Better Ranch tab. You know, we have a ranch in Houston where people come to pray. When people come to pray, they stay for free. We let them come and they stay there and they pray. But on that tab, you're going to see a click to go to Firepower Ministry, where you can have prayers concerning anything in your life, so that you can be able to speak the word of God. You can be able to pray for yourself, and you can pray for our nations. We have prayers for the nations, prayer for court cases, prayer for healing, for prosperity, just, you know, so that people that don't understand and know how to pray can be able to take these prayer points and be able to decree it over the land and over the nation. You see, it is the prevailing priesthood that will rule the land. If the prevailing priesthood is the spirits of the devil, then they will rule. When the children of God start speaking, start calling on the name of the Lord, start speaking the right things, then the children of God will rule. So when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about some of the viruses that are going on right now and some of the solutions that we have for you. But remember, this is a time for every one of us to rise up and take your place and fight this battle, both physically, spiritually, in the information war, legally, in the ballot box. All of it is the battle that we have to fight. And it might be showing up in the ballot box, but it is a spiritual battle, and we should fight it accordingly.
I'm asking viewers to just sit back for a moment and really think about the success InfoWars has had. And InfoWars isn't just me. It's not just the crew. It's not just our guest. It's all of you, the viewers and listeners, that give us intel, that spread the word, that support the broadcast. In the 30-year history of me being on air and 27 years of InfoWars, we have changed the world. And because we researched the globalist's own documents, we knew their game plan. I didn't learn all this stuff out of some Palantir crystal ball. I did it by reading the books and publications that these creatures put out, because they communicate with each other and are very honest about their diabolical plan for world government, depopulation, transhumanism, total robot control. And I believe in humanity. I bet on you because I was betting on myself. And I know that it's always darkest right before the dawn. And so now in 2024, so close to this election, it is more critical than ever to not just keep InfoWars on the air, but to not take the reports and the videos and the articles and the interviews and to get those out to everybody you know. I understand that's really stating the obvious, but we have to understand how urgent the moment is and really redouble our efforts. And I'm saying that myself. I'm on the air 7 days a week. I'm doing a lot of interviews. I'm doing more special reports. We're going out in the field. We are busting our ass because the future destiny of humanity is really on the line right now. Now, a critical part of InfoWars continuing on and hopefully even expanding into the future is your support. And we make it so easy. We bring you the very best products that are out there that will empower and enrich your life at very competitive, affordable prices. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Read the 5-star reviews for the great InfoWars MD line and the other great supplements as well. They really are incredible. They're the very best that the supplement industry has to offer, and they really work. That's why people love them. The fastest growing industry in the United States, other than AI, is supplements year after year for 30 years because people are seeing the incredible effects. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are more than 15 products under the InfoWars MD line, and they're all amazing. But some of my favorites are the Nitric Boost that cleans out the blood, the cardiovascular system, and has a lot of great side effects that men will particularly notice. You need to check it out for yourself. You hear the callers talking about it all the time without me even prompting them. It is amazing. Then you've got Joint Relief Max that is a natural pain reliever. Works really, really well in a healthy way. You have Turmeric 95. 95% curcuminoid. This is where we get the turmeric for Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. They're both excellent. InfoWars MD. We've got the full spectrum CBD gummies. 25 milligrams. Great anti-inflammatory. Isn't a downer. Isn't a depressant, but makes you very relaxed and focused. It's almost like a stimulant in a weird way, but it's different. And then, of course, we've got other great products for women and men, Ageless Vitality, just high-quality collagen. All of this funds our operation. And, of course, these are 25-milligram gummies. They work great. We have 1,000-milligram tincture that is made by one of the top manufacturers in the country who sells it at retail for twice the price we sell it, then they discount it. Even at the discount, we're selling it for about 50% less than the actual manufacturer does. There's not as much profit, but it's a great deal. 1,000 milligram CBD oil, InfoWars MD, that's the tincture. Then we've got all these other amazing products from InfoWars MD as well. They're excellent, and it funds the operation. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line. While you're at it, get a high-quality water filtration, get storable food, get books, get films, get T-shirts. All of it will enrich your life, inform your mind, and keep us on the air. That's critical right now. I humbly thank you for your support. Now please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back, Dr. Stella Emmanuel, with this segment I call Bible Science and Current Events. Before I go ahead, I just want to thank God for Alex Jones giving me the honor. It's always an honor to be able to host the show and bring information to the American people. And so I want us to talk about some of the things that are happening like in the medical front right here in America right now. I think we're dealing with a whole bunch of viruses. I talked about a trifecta or triple-demic. I call it triple-demic or trifecta. That means they're coming at us in three ways. But there are many other things that are happening. They have right now in Massachusetts, they have something about the Eastern Equine virus and also the West Nile virus that is happening in Massachusetts that they are shutting. These are mosquito-bound diseases. So they are giving curfews after 6 p.m. for people not to come out of their houses so that they don't get bit by mosquitoes. And of course, we know about Bill Gates and his mosquito farms producing GMO mosquitoes. And I think that this is affecting our regular, you know, the local mosquitoes and bringing diseases that we're not supposed to have. I do believe, too, that The second thing that is causing these strange diseases to have an increase, like dengue. Dengue fever has been around for a little bit, but this year there's a lot more dengue in it. Almost a, there's almost like a 100-fold increase in dengue fever in America. And that's also a mosquito-borne disease. I believe that the open borders is having a great contribution to some of the strange diseases that we're experiencing in the country right now. Because, you know, I'm from Africa. I came to this country. I did went through whatever it took for me to do my paperwork and make sure that I'm here legally to become an American citizen. I've been here for 32 years. But a lot of the people that are jumping in through the border, they are not getting screened like when you come in through the regular way, so that they will screen you and make sure that you're not coming with crazy diseases. They are not even getting screened to see whether they are not bringing some wild plants and everything. When you travel out of the country and you're coming back, they check you to make sure you're not bringing any crazy plants or seeds or something. So right now, there's a lot coming into the country right now that we don't know about. And so we're having increased diseases that we usually would not have. And of course, I know the globalists are happy to have as many diseases as possible, because the more diseases we have now, they practically, I think his name is Albert Bourla or something. The head of Pfizer was very happy to tell us that they want mRNA vaccines for just all other kind of vaccines. They want them to be mRNA. So the more crazy diseases come into the country, or the more crazy diseases we experience in the country, the more they can use to push the mRNA vaccine and make sure that everybody takes a vaccine. As I was ending last segment, I was talking about the need to not be fearful, because right now, most of the things that they have, we cannot have things that can help you mitigate them. But what if they throw out a disease where there's nothing for us to do to mitigate it? Would you just run and go take a vaccine because there's no way out? Right now, like I said, we have COVID, we have bird flu, Zika, or other viruses. Whether it's COVID, bird flu, West Nile virus, the encephalitis virus, Zika, dengue, they are all single-stranded RNA virus. And I want to tell you people this about single-stranded RNA viruses. These viruses are sensitive to zinc. Zinc can take care of single-stranded RNA viruses. And because they are sensitive to zinc, a lot of people can build immunity against these viruses. We just have one little problem. Zinc does not enter the cell. So the zinc that you eat in your regular food or the ones you take in supplements, they don't enter the cell. Zinc needs a transport system. That is why we have something like quercetin. One of our supplements called Covivites is vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. What it does is that it opens zinc channels and allows zinc to get into the cell that will help build your immunity against these viruses. So most of these RNA viruses, basically, zinc and quercetin can build your immunity against them. If you go on drstellamd.com, we have it in Covivites. We also have something that we put together is called Viraimmune Plus. We had put that together because when we heard about Ebola, Marburg, and dengue, these are hemorrhagic fevers. They are also, yes, RNA viruses, but the cover of the virus can be mitigated with proteases and peptides. So we put some random proteases and peptides in Viraimmune Plus that can help build your immunity, apart from things like astragalus, echinacea, and stuff like that. So we have that. And then, of course, when we started hearing about monkeypox in 2022, I went on the NIH website. I usually do that. I go on the NIH website. When they say anything is coming out, I go and find out studies that they've done about it, whether there are any things I can do to help. And I read journals all over the world. So we found out that there was a medicine called pitcher plant, Sarracenia purpura. No, not a medicine, a supplement. Sarracenia purpura. It's called pitcher plant. It's a carnivorous plant that grows in America. I tried to grow it on our ranch, but I guess, you know, because we're in the temperate zone. I think we're in the tropical zone. I think in the temperate zone, it grows pretty well. So they're able to grow it and then make it in a tea or put it in a tincture. So we did something. We prepared something called Pox Defense. So initially, we couldn't find somebody to make it for us. And then we found a naturopathic doctor that was able to order it from the Amish and then, you know, harvest it and prepare it for us. So it's called Pox Defense. It has Sarracenia purpura. If you go online, you look at it, there's just click there, smallpox, Sarracenia purpura, you will see it, or smallpox and pitcher plant. You will see a study that was published in The Lancet, a study that was published in the NIH, talks about this, 19th century or thing, 19th century plant that helped to deal with smallpox when, you know, smallpox was raging in America. So we've been able to extract it and put it in pox defense. So what I have tried to do for me, what I do personally, you know, I take Covilite because Covilite is something that we put together for people that had COVID long symptoms. It's like one of our most amazing supplements. It has all the vitamins you need. It has all the minerals you need. It helps you with brain fog. It helps. It has resveratrol. It has CoQ10. It has vitamin C, zinc, and quercetin. It has things like N-acetylcysteine. It has pomegranate. It just has a lot of things. It has guarana, which is like a natural occurring caffeine. So it's like getting an energy drink or getting your coffee in a healthy way. So when we put Covilite together, we did it because of people that were having COVID long symptoms and getting brain fog and tiredness. So we put it together to help those people. Then I started taking it and realized it was really good. So I take my vitamins in Covilite. So now what we've put together is something I call, for me in particular, that I like the Covilite drink. I don't like taking pills, you know, if I can avoid it. So I like the Covilite drink. So I put Covilite and Viral Immune Plus and the Pox Defense, and I mix it in a drink, and I'm able to drink it. And I take that daily, and I've not really been sick. And then in the evening, most of the times, I will do my medicinal herbs, like, you know, moringa, turmeric, and all that stuff, mix it in a tea and drink it. And as for the past 4 years, I've taken care of COVID patients. My family members run to my house when they get sick. I just have never been sick. And it's because I've been taking the vitamins that I need. And if I'm going into a crowd, I take hydroxychloroquine. I have screamed from the rooftop to everybody. And if you're listening to me, if there's anything I want you to do, is to make sure you get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. You see all these RNA viruses, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin can take care of it. Get it in your medicine cabinet, because till today, people are still getting sick from COVID. It's crazy. And they are still not giving them the medicine that they need. Pharmacists are still not wanting to fill the prescriptions. Most doctors are still terrified about prescribing it. There was an article a few weeks ago that the AG of New York wants to ban doctors from prescribing ivermectin, although she actually doesn't have the legal right to do that, because once a medicine has been approved for use in America, you can use it off-label as a physician for anything. That is the reason why my team and I have been able to continue prescribing hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin to the whole of America, because we know that, you know, once these medications have been approved, once we give you adequate informed consent, we have the right to be able to prescribe it to you. So I have doctors that will see you in all 50 states, pharmacists that will ship to all 50 states, because regular pharmacies will not fill this prescription. So America, please listen to me before things get crazier, before you get sick. Till today, people are still calling me that they can't breathe, and that just hurts me. I just don't think that at this time you should be getting sick from COVID or any of these other stupid viruses which are sensitive to hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. So if you go on my website, you can either get hydroxychloroquine by itself, you can get ivermectin by itself. Some people like hydroxychloroquine, some people like ivermectin. I'm a hydroxychloroquine person. But if you want to get the whole package, you can get, like, when you get sick, we want you to take everything. We usually give you hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, budesonide, which a lot of people use, and it was able to help them breathe. And then Z-Pak, we have that. Then we have a pulse oximeter where you can use to check your oxygen, which is what usually really makes people go down when they get COVID. And then, of course, we have this beautiful nebulizer, a handheld nebulizer. If you just press it, you see, yeah, it's really beautiful. You know, and it's a handheld nebulizer that you can charge with your power bank in case we don't have power. So this all come in a package as the COVID complete pack. So everybody needs to get that. Put it in your medicine cabinet. Keep it right there. Don't wait till something crazy happens. We also have prescription medicine that you can get, 7 antibiotics you will need in an emergency. Put it in your medicine cabinet. I tell people, in your preparedness, be spiritually prepared. Be physically prepared by having food, water, and everything that you need. Be medically prepared. If you go on my Twitter handle, Stella_Emmanuel, you're going to see a Twitter space that I did called Over-the-Counter Medicines You Will Need in an Emergency. Open that Twitter space, listen to it, take notes, put together a solid first aid kit for you and your family. And then, of course, like I said, the hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, they are prescription strength. So we can help you with the prescriptions in all 50 states. But don't wait till things get crazy or they take down the internet or, you know, we have a cyber attack and then you can't reach us, you know, and then you're struggling. Or people call me and expect me to, like, I need hydroxychloroquine right now. You can't get it right now because you have to see us, and then we have to send it to the pharmacy, and our pharmacists have to ship it to you. It might take a few days to get to you. So it's always good for you to be prepared, because when you're prepared, you're not going to be scared. So that's what I'm saying. So, and then the last part of it, of course, is the supplements that we have. We have, like I call it, trifecta pandemic supplement. You can get it in a in pill form if you're a pill person, or you can get it in the liquid form if you want to take it as a drink. One of the things that we did during this time, during this whole COVID fiesta is that, during this whole COVID fiasco is that we started thinking about the things that are happening to people during COVID. For example, there are people that were losing their hair during COVID. So people who have COVID and then they get hair loss. So we did something called COVID Hairvites that has like keratin, biotin, and ashwagandha that will help people with hair loss. And it really works. And then there were people that were having so much anxiety and couldn't sleep. So we did COVID sleep. COVID sleep has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin, so it can prevent COVID. But on top of it, we put melatonin and ashwagandha so that if that is, if you're having sleep issues, you can take your sleep aid, and that sleep aid can also have vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin to help you build your immunity against these viruses. And then, of course, COVID light, like I said, has just about everything. We had COVITA spray for people that have allergic symptoms. You know, there are people that have like seasonal allergies. It also has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. But what else it has? It has neem. Neem is a anti-allergic, natural anti-allergic medicine, so that when people can be able to take it, I take it, I get seasonal allergies. So I usually would take neem. I take COVITA spray and it really helps me. And the good thing about the COVITA spray is that you can spray it in your children's mouth. Like for babies, like 1 to 2, you can put them one spray in the mouth. When they are like maybe 6 to 12, you can give 2 sprays. And after 12, you can use 3 sprays. So we've been able to help children that have colds and stuff like that. I know children usually don't really have COVID like that, but parents still get scared because, like I said, there are a whole bunch of other viruses. And then we have also the immunovites for children. So if you go on our website, you're going to see the trifecta packages that has, if you take that, it covers all the viruses that they are bringing out now to build your immunity against all of them. This is not medicine. This is supplements that help to build your immunity. They have zinc. If you take the trifecta pack, if you take it in the pill, you have the zinc, you have the Sarracenia purpura, you will have quercetin, you have everything you need to cover, whether it's Zika, COVID, whatever. And then if you take, if you're somebody like me that likes the drink, you know, you can take it in the energy drink. So, and if you use promo code Alex on our website, you will get a discount. So we did this. Every time they bring something up, and this is my promise to the American people, I'm a very practical person. My brain kind of works, it's wired to be very practical about solutions. So what I do is that if they bring up anything, I go online and I start digging to find out, have there been any natural things that can use to help this particular situation? And then we sit down and we put together these formulations. All these are my proprietary brands. We put them together. We put them together and then we send it to the manufacturers, and then they manufacture it for us. We're not buying their products. We actually tell them what they need to put in this in the supplements and exactly how much need to be put there. So we have basically put together a lot of just things that can deal with all the viruses that are happening right now. You know, the good thing about it is that, like, when I come on Info right now, you go on the use promo code Alex. You know, when you use promo code Alex, you will get a discount. But it also helps to fund InfoWars, because I pull up the promo code and I'm able to, you know, be able to give like a big donation to what InfoWars is doing, or be able to support this show. So when you go on drselamd.com and you use promo code Alex, you're not just, you know, getting your health benefits. You're not just supporting us to do a lot of the free work that you do, but you're also supporting InfoWars and the work that Alex Jones is doing. We know just how much work he's doing and how great he's been to us, and just how much information that he has given us over the years. So please do not forget to use promo code Alex on our website, whatever you buy on our website, to make sure that, you know, we know that you saw it on this show and you're able to get a discount. Then we're able to also help to support what Alex Jones is doing. So that being said, I was watching, can you play the last part of that Yuval Noah video, let me, so that I can comment about it before we go. If you, from where you paused it.
The only-
notion of fake and junk information. If you want to know the truth, you need institutions like newspapers, like academic associations, like courts, that develop mechanisms to sift through the evidence and decide what is reliable information and what is unreliable. Mm-hmm. Again, it's not heroic, but this is always the answer, and we need to do it again with the current information revolution. Think about the politician you most hate in the world, or think about the religious movement or the ideological movement that which was the worst in history from your perspective, and take a few minutes to think, what would they do with the technologies that I'm developing right now? COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin, their body temperature. Like we walked in here, we had to go through a body temperature test. Well, I think maybe in a couple of decades when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And if this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian machines, but even in democracies. Okay. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin.
Okay. All right. So you see what Yuval Noah is saying here is so important that you understand. The reason why we tell people that build your immunity so that you don't get any of these diseases, so that you don't get terrified into going to take a vaccine, is because all these diseases, their job is to get surveillance under your skin through the mRNA vaccine, period, or mRNA jab. I don't even know what is a vaccine. mRNA jab. They want to get surveillance under your skin. And the Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 to 18, that there will come a time when it will cause all, both great, small, rich, poor, born free, to take a mark on their hands or in their forehead. And you're not going to be able to buy or sell if you don't take the mark. I know a lot of people talk about the mark of the beast. It is here. It is ready. And how are they going to get you to accept surveillance under your skin or to put this mark under your skin? Is of course disruptive events, and one of them is in the medical part. You know what I'm saying? So when I say people need to be ready, stock up food, water, and everything, make sure you have a good first aid kit in your house, and make sure you get the medicines that you will need for your family, and get the supplements to build your immunity, is to make sure that you can stay healthy and strong, so that you don't get terrified by the latest virus that they throw out, and you become so scared that you're willing to take a mark under your skin, or you're willing to allow them to inject you. As we are speaking in Africa, when they talk about mpox, you know, I was talking about RNA viruses. Mpox or monkeypox is not an RNA virus. It's a DNA virus. So zinc doesn't work for it. But of course, that's where we have pox defense or Sarracenia purpura. But in Africa right now, where monkeypox is raging, they're already shipping millions and millions of doses of mRNA vaccine to Africa. Why? Because Africa did not take the COVID vaccine. Why did they not take the COVID vaccine? Most people in Africa did not get sick from COVID like that. Because when they got sick, if they got fever and achy, it felt like it was malaria. And they went over the counter, they got hydroxychloroquine, or if they had river blindness, they took ivermectin. And those things treated them. So people did not really get sick from COVID like that in Africa. And because of that, they were not terrified to take the vaccine. But now they are trying a way to bring the vaccine to Africa. So send this video to your friends and family members all over Africa. Tell them they don't need to take any monkeypox vaccine. They should look for Sarracenia purpura. Build their immunity so that they don't fall for the vaccine. And the same thing here, whether it's equine virus, West Nile, everything. Even right now with our children, a lot of the childhood vaccines right now, they want those childhood vaccines to be mRNA. And they are doing that just so that they can inject and corrupt our children and be able to monitor everyone. Like Yuval Noah says, they want surveillance to go under your skin. I don't know whether the mRNA vaccine is the mark yet, but I do believe that the mark is going to be a currency. And that if you already have the mRNA vaccine inside of you, you can easily be programmed. And they can easily say anything and you will believe it. You know what I'm saying? But be careful. Give your life to Jesus. Make sure you're prayed up. Make sure you read the Bible. When you read the Bible towards the end of Revelation, you will see that God wins this battle. You will see that the Lord Jesus will come back, rapture out the church. Just so you know, there's going to be a time when true Christians are going to be raptured out so that God can deal with these demons, destroy them, remodel the world, and we can live happily ever after in this on this earth, heaven on earth. Earth was created for humanity. We're going to come back and live here after the Lord Jesus deals with these demons. So there is hope. Give your heart to Jesus. Make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Make sure that when something happens, you have that hope. Also, read the Bible. Know the Bible for yourself. And then, of course, like I said, build your immunity chest. Build your immunity chest with our vitamins and supplements. Build your immunity chest also by getting the medications that you need. Build your immunity chest by getting the over-the-counter medicines that you need. And of course, all the other supplements that you need to make sure that you're healthy. If you go to drstellamd.com, drstellamd.com, if you use promo code Alex, you will be healthy. You will help support the things that we do. And we will also help to sponsor the Alex Jones Show. So now, the last thing I'm going to say is to just, I'm going to pray for everyone listening right now. I remember that God gave you and I custody of our world. Learn to pray. If you go on our website, like I said earlier, look under the Better Ranch tab, you will see Firepower Ministry tab. Go there, pull up prayer, start learning to pray for yourself, learn to pray for your family. People are like, well, how do I pray? Right there, you're going to have the prayer points that will teach you, walk you one-on-one on how to pray in case you don't know how to pray for yourself. Father, Lord, I thank you for everyone listening to the sound of my voice right now. I pray, oh God, for the veil to come off their eyes, that they will see the glorious light of the gospel. I pray that people will be healthy. I pray, oh God, that your will be done in this country. Your will be done. Thy kingdom come and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Like I said, Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Elohim Adonai, oh, thy kingdom come in America, oh, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come in our elections, let your will be done. Thy kingdom come in our lives, so let your will be done. So begin to pray that God's kingdom will come in your life, in your family, in your church, in your city, in your house, and let God's will be done. Remember, we have to speak for God to do it. The Bible says in Psalm 45 that your tongue is a pen of a ready writer. So whatever you write, whatever you speak, that is what God is going to do. Don't speak evil. Don't speak fear. Begin to speak life over you, over your family, and we will win this battle in Christ. We are strong. Go to drstellamd.com. Get prepared. Get ready, because when you are prepared, you are not scared. And always use promo code Alex Jones so that you can get a discount. God bless you, and we'll be back next time. This is Dr. Stella Emmanuel with Bible Science and Current Events, hosting the Alex Jones Show. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down the most badass truck in the world. A 2024 AEV Dodge Prospector. This is my dream truck. But this truck won't belong to me. It's going to belong to you, the folks that visit thealexjonesstore.com and enter to win for free by entering your email. Or when you buy products, they put you in 5-10 times in the raffle for this bad boy. I'm going to walk you through this, but this is hands down, look it up for yourself, the most badass truck in the world. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. This sucker is a dream to drive, so smooth in the city and off-road, it's insane. And when you enter to win this, you fund the info war and take it to the globalists. Now, let's talk about this badass truck. This is a freaking monster. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Now, because one of you lucky people out there is going to own this truck, I'm not going to take it off-road. But we've taken other ones off-road. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. Look at this sexy monster, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And when you enter to win this baby, you're supporting the info war and you're spreading the word at the critical time going into this election in the year 2024. This truck symbolizes everything that Al Gore and Kamala Harris and the rest of these rats aren't. This symbolizes Americana, strength, power, and the American dream. I love Dodge. I love this truck. It is so incredible. I forgot to mention, this truck is a 2024 $138,000. And when you win, you get $10,000 cash on top of it. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.